Hey, it's Dr. Clark here. Let's talk about the skyrocketing rates of autism in California. Now, if you've been following this at all, you know that over the last 10, 15 years, it's like quadrupled and quintupled the rates of autism being diagnosed in boys. Now, some of the naysayers and the people that really don't believe that autism can be helped or that their vaccines and other things aren't really an issue, they like to say things like, oh, well, there's more kids, obviously, because there's better counting or there's better diagnosis. Well, a comprehensive study conducted in California by the University of Berkeley showed that, guess what, that ain't it. That cannot be explained. The rates of autism that they have that we've seen in California, that can't be explained by better counting and better diagnosis. Here's the key quotation that I want to focus on here today. And I'm going to read it because I can't read the whole thing. The key quotation is, one of the authors says, it is time to start looking for the environmental culprits. And that's huge. Because finally we've got in the research literature somebody saying on a very grand scale that guess what, folks, the environment has a major role to play. Now, let's define environment, okay? Because we're not just talking about the sky and the air and the things. We're talking about everything that the child is exposed to. Now, for me, I define environment as what happens to mom and what happens once that baby's born. Now, what we have to start looking at is the fact that there are millions, if not hundreds of thousands of chemicals in that child's environment. And guess what? We don't know how they react. We don't know how they interact with each other. We have no idea, except actually we do. We do have a couple of good ideas. We know that BPA or bisphenol A will definitely affect a child's behavior. We know that lead will make a child mentally retarded. We know that we know certain chemicals are definitely having horrible effects on their brain. And we know they certainly couldn't be better if they were in combination. So the quotation that this particular author has, the one that the press release says that it's time to start looking for environmental culprits, I couldn't agree more. Now, what they're missing there, though, is that there obviously has to be, in some of these kids, a predisposition for these chemicals to affect them, because there are some kids that we can expose to all these horrible things, and they seem to develop normally, even 15, 20, 35 years into adulthood. Other kids get exposed to that, and they do not develop normally. So we know that genetics does play a role too, but that's not the only thing. So trying to define the genetic reason for autism is probably going to be a fruitless endeavor. The point is there's a lot of factors that go into it. And the reason I'm talking about these factors is because knowing what factors are involved for that child can tell you how to help that child. Because bottom line is, every kid that gets diagnosed with autism, Asperger's, PDD, anything on the spectrum, they've got two problems. They have a neurological problem and they have a metabolic problem. And I got news for you. They're actually intertwined. They don't just have this one by itself or this one by itself. Now, the problem is most doctors that these kids go see, and everybody means well. Everybody wants these kids to be better, but no one is really taking a step back and saying, hey, let's look at the neurological and the metabolic at the same time, which is why I use brain-based rehab, that kind of patented thing that I developed, and I use all these metabolic approaches looking to see what's going on with that kid. How is their liver? Are they anemic? Can they detoxify? What's their intestinal environment like? You have to look at all those things, and you have to look at them all at the same time. And I get really excited about this stuff because I think it's fantastic that someone's finally said and finally kind of denounced and debunked this idea that, oh, well, in California, it's just because they count better. That's why there's all these kids that have autism. No, it's because the environment has outpaced our ability to keep up with it. You follow what I'm saying, right? That little child, whether he's in the womb or been born, he and she cannot keep up with how their environment has changed. Our human bodies can't do it. And the idea that it's strictly a genetic problem is crap. I guess that's the scientific way to put it. So environmental culprits is something that I look for in all the kids that I treat in my program. And that's also why I created that How to Prevent Autism series that I hope that you've been watching, because those are the things that we hit on. And reducing chemical exposure has got to be one of them. So that's all for today, and I'll talk to you soon.